Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Join us now is Derek Sweet-Coulter, the head coach and general manager of the English River Miners of the SIJHL. Derek, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Right on. Thanks, Dino. Thanks for having me. This is an honor for myself and our entire organization, so thank you.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you. But first thing I've got to ask you, and I will admit my ignorance on this, where is English River?
Basically, we're located, the team's actually based in Red Lake, Ontario, which is near the English River. Red Lake has a population of about 4,700 people. We're about 5 hours northeast of Winnipeg, if that gives you a better idea.
Yeah. What's it like for your road games? I mean, how many teams are in your loop? Is that a lot of traveling?
Not too bad. We're looking at about 8 hours to Hoyt Lakes, Minnesota, is our farthest road trip. Overall, there's six teams in the SIJHL. We have the Thunder Bay North Stars, which would be about a seven-hour road trip there for us. They play out of the Fort William Gardens in Thunder Bay. Dryden GM Ice Dogs are only about a three-hour road trip for us. Fort Francis Lakers, you're looking at 4 to 5 hours. And then Minnesota Iron Rangers, they play out of Hoyt Lakes, Minnesota, which I already mentioned there. And then Thief River Falls North, they're an expansion team in our league now. Not too far, you're looking at about 6 hours. And they actually play out of the Mini Ralph Ingolstadt Arena. It's a beautiful
facility. That's a great barn.
We actually just played there last weekend.
That is a great barn. Now, there's a lot of people that are listening. There's some people that are listening. Yeah, we travel more than that. But a vast majority of our audience who's listening right now play for a team where they may be an hour out, an hour and a half out. And so to hear numbers like 8 hours being thrown out might be a little overwhelming for them. But historically, what I found is there are some big upsides to having those long roadies. Share with our audience what happens to the team in terms of coming together as a group much more quickly when you're away together like this.
Yeah, for sure. It's been great, especially early on in the season. And, you know, the boys, when they're on the bus, of course, they're together. And, you know, we make sure they all, you know, get to know one another, whether that's, you know, we like to call having an interview time where they're all going to spend, you know, at least 5 to 10 minutes with a person on the team they may not know as well. So, it's such an advantage to get that early on in the year. And I believe it's helped us so far.
In conversation with Derek Sweet-Coulter, who is the head coach and general manager of the English River Miners of the SIJHL. And listen, to your credit, you're from a small town, 4,700 people. There's a lot of bigger centers you're up against, and you guys are the 12th ranked team in the country. What is it that makes this group of players so special this year?
I just think that the group has committed to our team structure, and they found their identity early, which sometimes I have found in the past is it's hard to find early in a season, and they've been able to find you know, who they are, not only as you know, individuals, but as a team. And you know, it's nice to see, of course, you know, early on. And you know, it's a thing where, yeah, we might be ranked 12th right now, but of course you know, we're very surprised, and we hope, you know, just to continue on and keep working hard.
You must have quite a cross-section of kids on your team. I'm guessing some of them are younger guys, a couple probably overagers. Some of them are probably still aspiring for the possibility of advancing somewhere else down the road in their hockey career in terms of possibly a scholarship or a university south of the border or even here in Canada. Do you have that kind of a cross-section of players on your team?
Yeah, well, this year we don't have any players that are under the age of 18, which is nice. Just in the fact that you know, when we do go and play on the road, especially in Minnesota, we do have the advantage of some of these schools that are across the border in the Minnesota, Wisconsin area. That, you know, they can come and watch our guys play, and of course, that is the goal here. We want all our kids moving on to play, you know, college in the NCAA ranks or even the ACHA ranks. And yeah, it's definitely an advantage for our kids to be able to play in the States. And, you know, they've loved it so far, that's for sure.
The foundation of every program you run personally is humility, integrity, and courage. What is it about that phrase that made you want to kind of pin that on your team, and explain to us how that plays out?
Yeah, I just believe, it's very important, especially at this age group. I think your program has to stand for something more than winning. Of course, we all want to win, and we're all competing. But we need to have a culture. We need to understand, what exactly it is. First of all, we like to make sure that they all understand what these words mean. We do think it's fairly simple to just understand exactly, what these words mean, but there is a lot to them. And some of the kids that we do have come in, they don't know exactly what they mean, but when they do leave here, they do. We like to go over humility a lot. We were just telling the boys it's a modest view of your importance to the team. Integrity, of course, just being honest and having, strong moral principles. And, we want our guys doing the right thing on and off the ice. And then, of course, courage means many things. And we go over that on a daily basis. Just being yourself, the commitment to begin with, no guarantees. And, philosophy and identity, I believe, is what separates your team from other teams. And at the end of the day, I believe my job is to develop these boys into men. Building men for others and for their future, and HIC, which we like to call it as, we are a bunch of hicks here, and that's the foundation for all of this, which is why it's so important to our group and for them to understand what it all means and where it comes from. And we have it painted in our room on all our walls, and the kids are really believing in it so far. It's nice to see.
Derek, I like your style. I got to tell you, as a parent of hockey playing kids, you're the kind of guy that we'd love to have running our bench and his management, so your players are pretty fortunate. Thanks for talking to us. We appreciate that.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
That was Derek Sweet-Coulter, the head coach and general manager of the English River Miners. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.